This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurated the first Indian consulate in the historic French city of Marseille this afternoon. Early in the day, the two leaders interacted with the members of the Indian diaspora in the city. They also paid tributes to Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the First and the Second World Wars at the Mazakies War Cemetery. Mr. Modi, along with the French President, reached Marseille this morning after concluding a series of high-level engagements in Paris. The Indian community in Marseille gave them a warm and enthusiastic welcome on their arrival. In a special gesture reflecting the personal rapport between the two leaders, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron flew together from Paris to Marseille in the French presidential aircraft. Yesterday, the two leaders discussed all aspects of the India-France strategic partnership and reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defense, civil nuclear energy and space. During the bilateral talks yesterday, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron reaffirmed the strong commitment to the India-France strategic partnership. This was followed by delegation-level talks after arrival in Marseille. Both leaders also discussed ways to strengthen collaboration in the fields of technology and innovation. The leaders also called for enhancing trade and investment ties, and in this regard welcomed the report of the 14th India-France CEOs Forum. Prime Minister and President Macron committed to further deepen engagement in the Indo-Pacific and in global forums and initiatives. Our correspondent reports that a joint statement outlining the way forward for India-France ties was adopted after the talks. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron exchanged views on recent geopolitical developments in Europe, West Asia and Indo-Pacific during the talks. Briefing media in Marseille, he said they discussed a number of issues of global and regional importance. We now take you to listen to the briefing.
That we are, for instance, facing in other areas insofar as conventional projects are concerned. So if we from the outset itself get into co-designing, co-producing and co-developing SMRs and AMRs, I think it can leverage the industrial ecosystem in India that already exists for nuclear components and nuclear power plants, and both of us will benefit from that. So the letter of intent essentially proceeds from that perspective. As I said, the demand for SMRs and AMRs has already been identified. The fact that artificial intelligence I think you might have heard the comments of Mr. Fatih Birol yesterday, the DG of the International.
Yeah, you are listening to the live media briefing of Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India's share in the global energy consumption is expected to nearly double by 2050, reinforcing its strategic influence in energy trade. The minister was speaking at the India Energy Week currently underway in New Delhi. He participated in a series of meetings during the event. At the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj, over 1 crore 59 lakh devotees have taken a holy dip in the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, since morning on the occasion of Magh Purnima today. Performing sacred bathing ritual on the occasion holds great relevance. Ravidas Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Sant Ravidas, has been celebrated across the country today. Sant Ravidas was a 14th century saint and founder of the Bhakti movement in North India. It is celebrated on Magh Purnima. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister greeted people on the occasion. Birth anniversary of great thinker, social reformer and ardent nationalist Maharishi Dayanand Saraswati has been observed today. Paying tributes to the great social reformer in a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Maharishi Dayanand remained engaged throughout his life in making the society aware against ignorance, superstition and ostentation. In men's cricket, the final clash of the three-match ODI series between India and England is underway in Ahmedabad. Put into bat, India were 234 for 3 in 35.4 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.